Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, today's live cattle market was under quite a bit of pressure, down about 45 to a dollar. The December live cattle were 109.12. That was the weakest contract for the live cattle. Technically speaking here, the market has been pretty good going back to the middle part of June. Since June, we were about $100, 100.70, all the way up to about 111. So we've had a $10 rally in a pretty short period of time from that low to the high. The other day at 110.80, it was a 23 days and about 10% or $10 rally. So a pretty good rally. We have given about $1.50 of it back. 50% would be about 106. That's a December live cattle. The August feeder cattle today finished. They were the one bright spot on the cattle futures, up about 35 points at 141.85. They're near their high too. The only day they were higher than they were earlier today was July 16th. The high was 143.82. So we are seeing a little bit of interest selling it here against that high. Of course, if it goes through that, you maybe expect some buy stops. At that high on July 16th was about 143.82. We do have an on-feed report this Friday. The estimates are for a placement number of about 4% higher than last year. Everything else is pretty much in line with where we've been at 100%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Today's grain markets were pretty good for beans. Beans are up about seven cents here. November's are right at $9 and a half cent, up 5 cents. That $9 level is critical. It seems like farmer selling gets some interest there. And then the Chinese purchases yesterday, the last 2 days, I guess, have also been helpful for the soybean market. The corn, on the other hand, we've had some positive news as we've rebounded on the ethanol production. Of course, ethanol production dropped way down to about 550,000 barrels per week. It was over a million, so almost in half of what it was. We've rebounded to about 900,000 barrels per day average. So ethanol production is coming back. The stocks, of course, were at a record because we weren't using it there when they shut the government down, and of course production went down, and then the stocks also came down. So we're back to normal levels on stocks, and that could provide some support for the corn market or some of the demand. But all that demand is being offset by pretty decent weather at this point, and a really good crop, and probably close to above trend line yields at this point. And here late in the day, the stock market selling off is down about 330 in the September Dow, 26,540. And then the energy markets are under a little bit of pressure in crude oil, but natural gas, on the other hand, August natural gas is up 11 cents at 179.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.